Jonathan, good to see you. Great day for football. A little breezy, but a perfect autumn day here at Gillette Stadium.
Perfect.
It is perfect. You know, I was thinking about this, and you talk about at the beginning of every season, you're just very hesitant to say anything about the upcoming season because of what we've seen this year. You know, I went back and I looked at the Super Bowl runs, and we took a look at the injuries. And really, the only injury of substance was Ty missed the final Super Bowl, right? The one in Jacksonville. And other than that, the team was very fortunate. Obviously, they were great teams. But you had the fumble in Buffalo where Patton got knocked out. You hung onto the ball. You had the tuck rule. Everybody was healthy. In order to win a championship, you have to get breaks. And then I go back to this year. First Mayo, now Chandler Jones. And I think when you look back at when this team was winning Super Bowls, not only were they great teams, but you got a lot of breaks with the health, that, and that hasn't happened this season.
I think if you look back at those seasons, though, one of them, it might have been 03 or 04, we didn't have a lot of devastating injuries, but if you look at the 22 starters from, and it was the 04 Super Bowl. It took place in 05, but the 04 season. I believe we lost more starter games to injury that season than any team in the league, but it was guys missing 3 weeks, 4 weeks, that type of thing, and coming back, no season-ending stuff. And I think the one thing that happens when you're affected by injuries, some teams in this league fold up and cave. And for other teams, it makes them stronger. If you're not affected by injuries and you're 22, get to play most of the season, obviously it's going to be a good thing. But injuries, when they happen, the positive side of it, it gives other people the opportunity to step up. And if they have the desire and the belief that they're good enough to do it, when they get the chance, it can almost be inspirational. And I think you see examples of that. So I can tell you, Bill is a big believer in it. And when injuries happen to this team, the guys rise up. They don't give up. And 08 to me is the classic example because we came off the perfect season, regular season. The close Super Bowl loss, you had Brady go down in the first quarter of the first game.
Right.
And in the locker room that day, I've told you the story before, but Bill called everybody up and he said, look, I believe in everybody in this locker room. You wouldn't be here if I didn't believe that. And I believe we're a very competitive football team with the majority of you playing. And if we lost any one of you, it's going to be painful. But we can survive the loss of anybody in this locker room. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And I believe he instills that in them, and I believe it. So injuries are, you don't like to see guys get hurt, but it's an opportunity for somebody else.
And that's where there was an actual benefit out of Thursday Night Football, in that heading into the game, it was tough because you had to try to figure out in a day how to play without Mayo, but you had kind of a mini bye week almost.
Look, that Jets game was the fourth game in 18 days, and it was really the fourth game in 17 days because when you come back from Kansas City, the game, you're still in the stadium at midnight on Tuesday. They pulled back in here at 6 in the morning on Tuesday, having been beaten up the way we were, both competitively and physically. And you get on the plane, and we go on to play 3 more games over the next 15 days effectively. And then to go from that and have 10 days between games, I think, is great. We got through. We won the next 3 games. And I think this rest was really valuable, not just physically but mentally, because to absorb 4 game plans as quickly as we did, the last 3 in really condensed pieces, one of which was against the last one against a divisional opponent, it's just tough. And I think, I hope today we'll see a great energy out here, because I think the break came at just the perfect time. And that is one of the benefits of Thursday Night Football, if you can win going into it.
Well, you got a tough stretch ahead after this game. I don't remember ever running into something like this. I mean, you talk about from, you know, Cutler, who's hot and cold, then you go to Manning, you got Rodgers, you got Andrew Luck, you got Phillip Rivers. I mean, this upcoming schedule, I don't ever remember the team facing this grueling of a of a task. That's a lot.
You know what? It's week to week, okay? And I know,
Bill, it's week to week.
But here's the thing. Something unexpected is going to happen with one or two of those teams.
It always does.
Look, they're all really good teams with really good quarterbacks. They're all really good teams with really good quarterbacks. And good defense is not just – it's going to be fun, and that's what it's about. But I think Bill even would – I think this is public, but if it's not, we're going to go from Green Bay and we're going to go spend that week out in California. I think it's known. And I think that's a way of having another late game because we think it's a 4:30 game in Green Bay. And you would have – so you're flying back. You get back here at midnight on Monday. And I think Bill would have taken the team out on Friday for that Sunday game, so you really have a condensed window of time at home again. So instead, let's leave Green Bay, let's go west. You're going to land out there with the time change. It's, instead of it now being midnight, it's going to be, you know, 8-9 at night on the West Coast. Get adjusted, get a day or two off out there, and get ready to play what appears to be a very, very tough Chargers team. And I think that's the way you help take that stretch of games and break up some of the monotony of it.
I know there was a little bit of chatter off of Peyton Manning from the Thursday night game, kind of, well, let's call it the way it is, bitching out the scoreboard guy in terms of them being too loud, which, by the way, is a perfect setup to completely rile up all the fans here in New England. But I don't think he necessarily realized that. But in terms of, like, the operation from that end, like what's allowed, what isn't, is that something that other teams and other cities kind of laugh at, or are they like, hey, you know what, the guy's actually got a good point, he hosed them?
Well, as I heard what Peyton was complaining about, I guess they were on offense,
right?
Yeah.
And the scoreboard operator was trying to create noise. I hopefully that would never ever happen here. I think he was trying to do it to celebrate Peyton, but it was clearly
bugged the hell out of him is what it did.
I would have done it when they were on defense and done it like that. But the league does have a tremendous amount of rules that have evolved over the last couple of years. And really, it's everything from when you're allowed to play audio. And this has changed when the opposing team is on defense. The way it works now is you can play audio up till 20 seconds on the play clock, or the visiting team breaks their huddle. You can do video prompting the crowd to create noise all the way through the snap. You weren't allowed to do that a couple years ago. The two biggest changes that have happened most recently are the league has mandated that every stadium must show replays of every scoring play, every first down, every turnover, every reception that comes to the sideline and ends out of bounds, with the idea being that all these camera angles exist, the people in the stands deserve to see the close plays and the plays they're most interested in. But sometimes teams wouldn't have done it in the past if they thought it would give a competitive advantage to the other team, and it primarily with deciding to make a challenge. And so the league has now mandated that you do that, which is a new thing that I think has been interesting. And there was and the one other thing they've done is, as music has gotten a little more aggressive in terms of the lyrics and mainstream culture, they've asked every team to submit playlists of songs that are in their mix, their repertoire.
So now we know why Josie gets on the big board. It's not just the Gresham Zoe show. It's because it's a nice, wholesome family song.
I think it might be the Gresham Zoe show.
Well, here's the thing. When the league deems, they'll look at any new song, and if the league deems something is not appropriate, they will ask you to remove it from your playlist, which is the right thing to do. We got 70,000 people in the building, and it should be a mass market product.
A lot of talk about London, but L.A. is also on the docket for the NFL.
Yeah, 20 years ago, or I guess it's not 20. Yeah, it's probably about 20 years ago now that the Rams left, so both teams were out of Los Angeles. And I think that's a place where the league has been pretty consistent for the last at least half dozen years, that we want to get back, but we want to get back in the right situation. And it has to be a team that is out of a lease and doesn't have an option for
a
viable thing in their market. It'll probably end up being that. But it's a league opportunity, and no one will be able to do it without a vote of all 32 owners.
Do you think L.A. will happen before London?
This is just my opinion. I would think yes. I think all of the logistical things with London, we've learned an awful lot over the last few years. I think there's some other things we really want to learn. And if a viable stadium opportunity comes up in Los Angeles, and there are a number of things that appear to be very real, and a team decides they want to go and work out a deal with the league, they'll go. And I think that's probably a more likely scenario before London.
You know, and you need a Super Bowl in L.A.
Well, eventually, yeah, I'm sure you'd like, but you could put it in the Rose Bowl if you wanted to. But yeah, it's easier to do it when it's in, if it's an existing NFL mark.
It's Hollywood, man. You got to have something out there.
L.A. would be awesome for a Super Bowl. Yeah. Super Bowls.
Jonathan, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much. Jonathan Kraft, president of the Patriots, joining us here down on the sideline. Andy and I have a final word coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio.